Good morning, everyone, and God bless you. Slip your hands together and give God praise in this room. For truly, He is our God. He is our Lord from on high. And we thank God today for Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Such a great salvation that is given to us in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice, and certainly we're glad in it. I've delayed somewhat today, some minutes. Glad that everyone was able to follow through with the daylight savings time to change your hours. I was excited to know that I had an extra hour of sleep today. So that's always a good thing. As a kid, we never understand why we have to take naps. And that's the last thing we ever wanted to do. As you grow in life, one of the best things that there is in life is to be able to take a nap. Amen. Whenever, wherever. We don't need long, just give us a few minutes. Then there's a period of time where getting that nap is the result of a good meal. And we say that that food goes right to our eyes and put a heavy weight on it. But then as you get older, it doesn't take a good meal. It just takes sitting still for a few minutes. And a nap is always in order. Amen. I'm teased to this day. My daughter Kiki, and this is back in the day when we didn't know the importance of seat belts. We didn't wear them as when we come up. I don't know if that was just in the South or if it was everywhere, but you know, we didn't wear seat belts, so Kiki would ride that console door open on that old, forget what car that was, but she would ride that thing up there sitting on her daddy. And when we put on brakes, we put our arm up there to hold them back. So dangerous, but God kept us. Amen. And Kimberly looked over at me and she put her finger right here on this eye. And she said, "Daddy, what's wrong with your eyes?" I was sleeping. I was driving and sleeping. That's what was wrong with them. And that precious baby knew that. Now, he can't drive with his eyes closed, and she knew how to wake me up, too. She said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" And that woke me up, too. Amen. Trying to get a nap while I'm sleeping. What I'm saying is we just do it. But that extra hour, all of that having been said, felt good. Amen. I'm hoping that everyone has had an opportunity to tune in. If you're far, because truly there is a word today, and this is our communion period in the Word of God. You don't see a table, you don't see any bread, you don't see any wine, but this is the day that we partake in Holy Communion. Rest in your mind the spiritual nature of your existence as opposed to just the physical part of your existence, and know that physically there are people that would love to be here if we did have a table and bread and wine to partake of, that would love to be here, but reasons would not permit them to be here. It is not always even, I don't know, convenient or feasible to get them the physical bread and wine. Does this mean then that that person who desires to observe Holy Communion has now missed that opportunity because they are not here to take the physical bread and to take the wine. But when we know our spiritual nature and existence, we know that as often as we do this, we do it remembering Him. The word is symbolized in the bread that is upon the physical table for which you take in remembrance of Him. And the wine is a representation of His blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. I need you to acknowledge that in yourself. The bread is the word symbolically that is broken. But you would not take the bread alone, because the blood is what activates or empowers the bread that has been broken. It's by the sprinkling of the blood upon the body that empowers it. Leviticus chapter 17, verse number 11. And if there's anybody communicating, communicate back with us with someone whose cell you have, if you have it, and tell them I'm tuning in. If you're in Anniston, text Cassie, let them know you're tuning in. If you're in Florida, text Cassie and let them know you're tuning in. If you're here in Decatur, you can text me. It's sitting up here. I won't read it, but I'll at least get the buzz and say I'm tuning in. I need to know that you're around the table. Let us know. Let me know I'm tuning in. Leviticus chapter 17. And I did that. That's my way of saying, if you have it, let everybody stand. But I just called out to everyone that's streaming and asked them to acknowledge by texting. If you get a text, just lift a hand and let me know that somebody texts back to let me know that I'm tuning in. Leviticus chapter 17, verse number 11, this is what it says: for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Say that with me. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I promise you, you don't want to miss this one today. You need to call somebody and tell them to tune in. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. John 19. St. John's Gospel, chapter 19. Got a message from April. She says she's tuning in. Text somebody, April, and tell them to tune in. They don't want to miss this one. John chapter 19, verse number 31. I'm going to read three verses from there. For the Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain up on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day was an high day. And because the bodies should not remain hanging on the cross on the Sabbath, they besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. They're speaking of Jesus and the two that hung, one to his left and the other to his right. They sought Pilate to get permission to break their legs to make sure that death had now taken the lives of these three. Then the soldiers came and they break the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. But one of the soldiers with the spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. I want you to say this with me, 20 seconds. Now turn to somebody and tell them that's all it takes. Is 20 seconds. 20 seconds. What happened on Calvary, at Calvary's cross, lets us know in our spiritual heritage that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. If there was no blood, there would be no righteousness. If there were no blood, there would be no holiness in you today. But it is because of the blood that there is a righteousness and there is a holiness in you. If there were no blood, there would be no praise that could come out of your mouth. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, I can stand here today boldly and declare victory. I can feel secure in my calling, confident in my gift that comes from God. And I can say that victory now is mine. There is power in his blood. Through the blood, God is appeased, which is to say that all of the legalities have now been settled because of the blood. The price has been paid because the wages of sin is death. God being appeased, but the gift of God is eternal life. Legalities have been settled, and now we can have eternal life. Because of the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, I can enter into the courts now without the representation of some person or some sacrifice. God is appeased, so now I can come boldly to him. Because of the blood, I can stand before God in his face. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am justified. Through his blood, I am reconciled. It is through the blood of Jesus that I am redeemed, purchased with a price. And I can come into his presence now as I never could before. The only reason that I can enter into the presence, come boldly before the throne of God, is only because of what happened on Calvary's cross. Stay close. And I repeat, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. But along with all of the legal requirements and all of the legal responses that have been given, I also have what I want to introduce to you today, or remind you of today, is the vital injection of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is what Peter had to say about it that will permit me to help you better understand. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 19, he says, precious is the blood. Precious is the blood. But with the precious blood of Christ. And what Peter brings to light in this room today, what he brings in the word of knowledge that will secure us and help us, is that there is a significant price associated with the blood of Jesus Christ. Priceless, yes. But in the superlative degree, Peter is actually saying that Jesus' blood is costly. Now, costly. His blood is costly. It's not only costly, but it is the cost that was the price that God said, this is my only begotten Son. His blood was shed. It's costly because God declared, it is declared in the Holy Writ, that God so loved the world. And there was a price that had to be paid for the love that he had for us. Costly because his love for us caused him to give his only begotten Son. Yes. And when he gave this costly gift to us, he gave us a unique gift that in the blood of Jesus, it can do what no other blood could do. He gave us a devil-defeating gift. What is it first? Unique. Second quarters, it is devil-defeating. And then finally, it is such a costly gift because of its potency, meaning that it never loses its power. Oh, my God. It's precious, you all, because you and I and everyone, when we look at what blood is all about, you ever thought about in your physical makeup that it's precious in that we're only given, each of us, you, I, and everyone else, only have 5 quarts of blood in our bodies? Yes. We only have 5 quarts of blood in our human body. And Jesus, having been human, only had 5 quarts of blood in his body. Everyone that ever was only had 5 quarts of blood in their body. Anyone that will ever be will only have 5 quarts of blood in their body. And I really want you to see how precious it is, because when you take the quantitative amount of only 5 quarts in the human body, and that 5 quarts is going to cover anybody who ever lived, anybody who lives, or anybody who will ever live, that in order for us to be or to have this blood, that you cannot receive it by it being poured on you. Yes. But blood is like a vapor. And the reason it's like a vapor is because when I look at the blood of Jesus, I see that in its vaporous existence, that it's well enough that his blood can be declared in my house and that devils cannot stay. Vaporous, because the blood of Jesus Christ can also be declared in your house by a word. And because of the pleading of that blood, it can change a situation. Where did y'all hear me today? You see, in the Old Testament, are y'all with the five quarts thing? In the Old Testament, do you know how many oxen that it took in order to have enough blood to give and sacrifice for the sins of the Israelites? Well, let me toss a number at you. 22,000 oxen had to die in order to cover the sins of the Israelites. And even after the 22,000 oxen, there were additionally 120,000 sheep that had to be slaughtered, blood drawn. And you couldn't use any sheep, but when you killed 120,000 sheep, you would have to find a sheep that is without spot or blemish, because just not any sheep would do in the sacrifice for the sins of Israel. Y'all not hearing this. You're going to put it together in a minute. Now, the population of the Israelites was in the hundreds of thousands. So you can imagine that there were a lot of animals that were killed. But then when we turn back and look at Jesus, five quarts from one son, one man, for not just hundreds of thousands, but for the whole world. Billions on billions of people now, from the vaporous component, can just stand in the middle of their living room and declare the power of his blood. Y'all ain't getting it. I said vapor. I'm not talking about the dripping, but now I'm talking about just the words that come from the mouth that declares the blood of Jesus over our life, over our home, over our children, over our community. Every time the devil moves in your life, in any direction, up, down, to or fro, left or right, you need to know that there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't want y'all to get me wrong. I'm finished with you already. I might call the doctor, and I will. I might call the therapist, and I will. But before I call the doctor, and before I call the therapist, the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I might even call the police, but I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus before I call anybody. Why? Because there is power that is in the blood. You see, the power that we have in the spirit is not comparable to the power that is in our flesh. I'm going to say that one more time. The power that we have in our spirit. I am not only human, I am spirit. And I need to work right there for a minute before I bring this to what would be considered a quick close. You don't have to be here right now to feel the euphoria or the impact of this word that is going forth. You can declare by the power of God that is given by the Holy Spirit wherever you are right now, just what that preacher is saying. That's what I have when I declare the blood of Jesus Christ over any situation that is in my life. And what is happening in my natural and fleshly existence has to have and take a back seat to what's going on in my spiritual man. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You got to speak over yourself and tell that sickness that is in your body, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. You don't have to have this altar. You don't have to have this building. You don't need these lights. You don't have to arrive at this address. But in your spiritual existence, you ought to know that you can right now call his name and plead his blood. There is power in the spirit that you can say, mountain, be thou removed. Are you now embracing this vapor? It doesn't take a whole lot of faith to do anything. All you've got to have is just a little faith. Come on, somebody. All it takes is just enough faith to say that if I could just touch. And I know he's not here, but Lord, if I could just touch him anywhere, I believe that I can be made whole. There is power in the blood. If it were not for the blood of Jesus, do y'all understand that I would have lost my mind a long time ago? Go ahead then, Don. If it were not for the blood of Jesus, I would have been dead and buried in my sin. Oh, Lord. Do y'all know that the power of the blood of Jesus has lasted so long and become so potent that every step I take every day, that I can just move throughout the day, just let my mind rest back on Calvary. See that long body that was given for me, a gift. And then I can say, oh, the precious blood of Jesus. Now, John said that there are three that bear witness in this earth. Number one is the spirit. And number two is the blood. And John said number three is the water. Now, that is why he declared that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Because the spirit, the blood, and the water, all of them will agree. Now, when we go to the doctor, the first thing that we are subject to is exactly what was said in the Old Testament, that life of the flesh is in the blood. But it's because when you arrive at the doctor, the only way that they will be able to tell you anything about what's going on inside your body is they must extract from you a substance that is called blood. And from your blood, they can determine exactly what is wrong with you. If there is an excessive amount of sugar, if there is an excessive amount of pressure, if there is the presence of a cancer, whatever is ailing you, before that there can be any diagnosis, there must first be the extraction of blood. And when they look inside your blood, they will look at you and they will tell you what is right with you. And they can also tell you what is wrong with you. Oh, the blood. Y'all not hearing me? Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. When we take communion, it is not proper for you to only take a piece of bread and eat it and call it done. But when we take the physical bread here as a representation of the body of Christ, after taking the bread, you must also take the wine. Because the word that bears witness here today is the bread that we take physically is a representation of the word of God. Did y'all hear me? Now, what is the bread? The bread is symbolic of the word. I need you to say that to yourself. The bread is a symbolic of the word. And it is the breaking of his body. Oh God, that represents the word of God that is inside of me. Y'all not hearing now. But you cannot take the bread only, which is his body. Because there is a matter of the blood that says the blood must be sprinkled over the word. And when the blood is sprinkled over the word, that is when life is transmitted. Y'all not hearing me? That means that while I have in my body the flesh, I have no life without the blood. So you can get tremendous amounts of word, but if you want to have life, you've got to have the blood. Come on, somebody. So you can go ahead and say, I take this bread, which is his word. Oh, Lord. But because of his blood, I now have life. Oh, yes. Are y'all ready for this? I take his blood because it's his blood that assimilates and facilitates where the word sometime takes time to take full effect. Preach, Don. What are you saying? I've had his word, but it was his blood. Oh, God. That when the word was not sometime working in its full capacity. Somebody say the blood. Yes. Gave me life. So because the life of the flesh is in the blood, oh God, that says now that without the blood, the word won't work. Y'all not hearing me? Without the blood, the word will not work. Y'all didn't hear me? Without the blood, the word will not work. Oh, they ain't heard me. Without the blood, the word will not work. That is why Jesus declared, except you eat my body, which is my flesh. Oh, Lord. But somebody say he didn't stop there. He said, and drink of my blood. You have no life in you. So you've got to take the word. But somebody say, oh, the blood. Oh, shucks, y'all. Y'all, you go ahead and just say, oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Now, next. Somebody say, what's next? Oh, I'm going to tell you now. There is something else that has to happen when you have both the word and the blood. I have his word, his body. I have his blood, which is life. But there is now what God had put in place, the power that is only in his name. Preach, Don. Now, what the name does is it stimulates the power in the blood that is spread over the word. Y'all don't hear me? So now you have to have a name associated with the blood. Because if you don't have a name that is on the blood, oh God, then you don't know whose blood it is. Am I right about it? Every time they come into your room, if you're laying in a hospital bed, oh God, what is it that they do? They come and they check your name. And then they will ask you, after reading your name on your wrist, they say, tell me, what is your name? Oh God, oh, y'all ought to be getting happy in here now, because without the name, oh God, there is no authority. You can have my check and you can write as many as you want. I happen to bring it today because I got to write one. Oh Lord, and you can write it for as much as you want. Oh yes, date it and put a memo on it. Y'all don't hear me? But without my name. Oh God. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Without my name. All you have is just another piece of paper. But somebody say, there is power that is in the name that stimulates the blood that is spread over the word. I'm gone now. Fare you well. I'm here to tell somebody that if you really want the blood of Jesus to show up and show out in your life, oh yeah, you not only got to have the dunamis, which is to write, oh Lord, but you got to also have what is called the exousia, which means authority. Oh yeah, somebody said, not only do I have power, but I have authority, that whenever I call his name, the devils in hell, they've got to tremble. Am I right about it? Oh yeah, oh yes. So whenever and whatever is going on in your life, I see you, glory. You standing now, baby, because the blood of Jesus. Oh yeah.
not only the dunamis. Tell the devil, oh devil, I don't only have power, but I have authority. Am I right about it? Somebody say yes. Oh yeah, the blood, I'm closing now, is said to be an elixir, so it nourishes the body, it cleanses the body, and it causes the body to grow. Now y'all know what, I have a lot of tissues that are in my body, but they are all, they are fixed. My tears, they are tissue, but they are fixed. Oh yes, oh yes. Saliva, but it is fixed. Bile, but it is fixed. Am I right? I have secretion and sweat, but it is fixed. But watch here now, my blood, it's not fixed, it circulates throughout my body. Am I right? It circulates, it moves, but it never dissipates. 5 quarts in the morning, 5 quarts at noonday, running around throughout my body, to every organ. Am I right about it? Oh yes. So now the life of my body is in my blood that runs through the kidneys, the spleen, the liver, the brain, oh yes, every organ, the lungs, my blood is running. Am I right about it? Come on, Holy Ghost, I'm ready to ride. Oh yeah, oh yes. So now Jesus is on the cross. Life has gone. The soldier said, we don't have to break a bone in his body. He's already dead. Am I right? He's already dead. Oh, yeah. So what did he do? He pierced him in the side. Somebody say, what happened? Did you know it only takes one blood cell, a red blood cell, 20 seconds to go from point A all the way through the body and start right back where it started again? Oh yes. Took your neighbor and say, neighbor, all it takes is 20 seconds. 20 seconds, every 20 seconds, that same blood cell, that left point A, runs through my body, it works, comes back, and starts all over again. Now the blood of Jesus, that's inside of me, every 20 seconds, devil, get out of here, sickness, get out of here, pain, get out of here. The blood. Oh shucks, y'all. It didn't hit y'all like it hit me. It hit me different. Some things I gotta wait an hour for. Some things I gotta wait 30 minutes for. Some things I gotta wait 60 seconds for. But every 20 seconds. Every 20 seconds. Oh, you can Google it if you want. I don't care. I already did. What it's going to tell you is it takes under a minute. I went farther. I found 23. That sounded good. But then one authority said 20 seconds. I like that. Oh, yes. Because there's power in number 2. Am I right about it? Adequate witness. Oh yes, that his blood not only saved me, but his blood, it healed me. His blood, his blood. Somebody say his blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. I know that's a little bit too much for you. Because you're going to say, I'm not no doctor. That ain't doing me no good. I'm trying to give you something to associate in your natural so that you can have some kind of reference as to how quick you can just walk through your house, lay in your bed with sickness, and declare. Huh? What he did was, when he pierced him in the side, he was dead, right? Blood stopped flowing. Catch it. When he pierced him, the blood started moving again. Maybe, just maybe, it's a long shot. But just maybe, if he hadn't have ever stuck him. Doc, if he had just let him lay there, just maybe. But then when he pierced him and out came the one, and then the blood, somebody said it started running. So the clock started again. So the same blood that stopped, when it started flowing, it brought him back. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, I can just mess with that. I can do. You can't stop me because I'll keep turning it over and over and over. Theology can't stop me because that's your philosophical and your theological, rather, not philosophical. That's your theological reason and explaining, and that's incorrect, and preacher, you improper, and that's not how it works. See, that's your concepts of God. But God don't ever do what he does for no reason. And when he saw the one to the left that hung with him dead, I'm sorry, still alive, and the one to the right, he was still alive. Now they done hung there just like Jesus did from hour to hour. Somebody say they hung there, but they still weren't dead. And then I ain't gonna say Jesus was playing there because he died. He had to die. There can't be life except by the giving of life. Something has to die in order for something to live. And he's there and he's dead. But see, that had to be because of the fulfillment of prophecy, in that a bone in his body would never be broken, right? But then ask your neighbor, maybe your neighbor know, and maybe y'all can ask this week, anybody you run into, why did that man, after he saw that he was dead, why did he have to go and pierce him? Now, I'm going to help y'all out during the course of your week. That's one question. Now, ask yourself this. To everything that somebody does to you to put a wound in your body and cause you a problem, do you realize it's the trouble that causes the blood? What happens? What do y'all think a bruise is? That's the rushing of blood cells to a wound flowing. Oh, we got a problem. We got a problem. We got a problem down in thigh. Huh? We got a problem in elbow. We got a problem in shoulder. It rushes. Somebody say it rushes. So if your blood in your body is rushing to heal whatever happened to you, what do you think that the blood of Jesus is doing? Huh? It's not the authority or the technology of doctors that keep us going. They can only work with what is in front of them. God is working with what the doctors cannot see. Huh? And it will leave doctors scratching their heads. Huh? Now, you know, doctors, just like, because medicine is a science, and you know, they ain't going to be beat. They ain't going to hardly come out and say, I don't know. They're going to make up something, even if it's wrong, because they know you don't know anyway. They can tell you anything. But Gloria, I'm here
Because the one that's moving through this body, huh? And sometimes y'all think, I'm healthy, I'm well. I'm healthy and I'm well. If we really looked at the blood, come on somebody. When, if you really looked at it, you discover that you may not be as healthy as you think that you are. So what I'm trying to tell you is it takes more than sickness. It ain't just sickness. Somebody say, it is the power of God. But not only do I have a power, but I have authority. I can write it and I can sign it. And when I write it and I sign it, guess what you can do? Thank you. You can cash it. That's why they say, all the blood, all the blood, all the blood done sign my name. All the blood, all the blood, all the blood done sign my name. All the blood, all the blood, all the blood done sign my name. All the blood done sign my name. Feel like y'all done took it and ain't no table, ain't it? It don't it feel like you just took it in your table? How you know it? How you know it? All the blood done sign my name. How you know it? How you know it? All the blood done sign my name. How you know it? How you know it? That the blood done sign my name. All the blood done sign my name. Now look, wherever you are, Ohio, California, Georgia, Florida, doesn't make any difference what city, what state you in. You can say this right here behind what we just said. Jesus told me, Jesus told me, all the blood done sign my name. Jesus told me, Jesus told me, all the blood done sign my name. Jesus told me, Jesus told me, all the blood done sign my name. All the blood done sign my name. Y'all know that was almost as well as having the table up here. All right. Because y'all know I'd be on communion days, I'd be feeling preachy anyhow. I just feel the power because we'd go to talking about Calvary and the blood and authority and reconciliation and capitulation and sanctification and justification and all of those. Those are the legal ramifications that brings it in case somebody want to argue the case. But then when you don't know all of the legal jargon, you simply just let it be closed with your words. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. That wraps all of them words up. That's right. All of them. Your righteousness, your holiness. There is power and there is the authority in his name. And there is power in his blood. I love you all. I look forward. Thank you all so much for being here this morning. And I hope that the word has gone far and near. And I hope that it will saturate your lives as you go out through this week. Amen. It's so good to see you, Gloria. It's good. And when you stood up today, you just moved me. You drive me. You are such, when you think you're not, you think you reached it to the point today, there's nothing else you can do. You're doing more now than you ever did when you had even a greater physical ability. And that is the inspiration, the presence of God that surrounds your life, that others look upon. You have to know that it's His glory. Amen. Now, I know the sacrifice, Mother. I know the sacrifice to get up and to come out. It ain't no more just a thought. It's more than a chore. But the sacrifice, it always surpasses the obedience. And I love you for it. I thank God for you. And just keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Because I guess you done gave up giving up. Because giving up don't work. So you gave up giving up. Because I done heard you declare I'm going to be here till I be gone then. I be gone then. I be gone. I ain't going to even listen to you no more. Because you ain't going nowhere. Obviously, you still here. And by then, she'd say, when y'all get to the so-and-so, I'll be gone then. She's still here, y'all. So just let's just, you know, just give up on giving up, all right? And just hold on. Amen. Hold on. Come on and clap your hands and bless God for him. Are you communicating with Aniston, Cassie, at all? Not. Okay, well, I do. I didn't hear them, anybody chime in that they were there, but I pray God that they were there. I spoke with my mother-in-law this morning to ask, and my father-in-law is getting ready to come home. Amen. Now, I haven't talked with everybody, but we are going to respond with our love this long. How many days has it been? Almost 2 months, the very best of 2 months from ICU and then home, and we're going to show our church love and our personal love individually, as some of you already have, to the family. Amen. And love on them. So when I see you about it, do respond. And together, what is from the heart can go a long way. But we're going to make a deposit, amen, into their home, to Bill and Lena Patterson. Amen. I love you all. Looking forward to seeing you all again soon. God bless you. Enjoy these days now. They're short. So that means we can eat earlier. Amen. Because it get dark quick. Come to your feet. And I look forward to seeing each of you. God bless you on next week. God bless.